Let's take a quick look at some of our top stories today. 8 U.S. service members and 2 Afghan soldiers have been killed in eastern Afghanistan. Hundreds of Taliban militants surrounded 2 security outposts in Nuristan province, which is northeast of Kabul. Those deaths come as President Obama considers whether to pour more troops into Afghanistan.
Hundreds of mourners came together in Chicago this weekend to remember 16-year-old Darion Albert, who was beaten to death on his way home from school. President Obama, meanwhile, sending 2 cabinet members to Chicago this week to talk with school officials, students, and residents there about school violence.
This morning, there were reports that poet Maya Angelou was taken to a Los Angeles hospital last night. Well, we've talked with her publicist, who says Maya Angelou is fine, but she never went to the hospital. So just clearing that up for you. Well, in Southern California, 45-mile-an-hour winds have just pushed a wildfire across the mountains and canyons of San Bernardino County. Check this out. 3 homes have been destroyed and 50 others have been evacuated. Campgrounds and an RV park have also been cleared out. This fire is only about 5% contained, so there is a lot of work still to be done. The cause, well, that's still under investigation. And United Nations inspectors will visit Iran's recently disclosed nuclear facility on October 25th. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency made that announcement this morning in Tehran. He says it is necessary to send inspectors to ensure that the facility is, quote, for peaceful purposes.